This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Cabinet forms task force under coordination of Home Secretary to carry out a study about damage on crops due to recent rain-induced disasters. Prime Minister Sirvadadeva says government will soon announce date for election to post of 19 National Assembly members going to remain vacant on 5th of March next year. Bus accident in Pasta kills 4 people, and Sudan's military dissolves civilian government arresting country's prime minister. Now the news in detail. The cabinet has formed a task force under the coordination of the Home Secretary to carry out a study about damage on crops due to the recent rain-induced disasters. The task force is assigned to submit the report on the damage within 3 days. Unveiling the decisions of the latest cabinet meeting, Communication Minister and Government Spokesperson Gyanendra Bahadur Kharge said the secretaries of the Federal Affairs and Local Development Ministry, Agriculture and Livestock Development Ministry, Finance Ministry, Commerce and Supplies Ministry and National Planning Commission were the members of the task force. Prime Minister Sirvadadeva has said the government will soon announce the date for the election to the post of 19 National Assembly members that are going to remain vacant on the 5th of March next year. In a meeting with the office bureaus of the Election Commission today, Prime Minister Deva said the matter related to the upcoming by-election of the local level and by-election of the post remained vacant in the House of Representatives and the Province Assembly would be finalized only after holding discussion with ruling coalition partners and other political parties. Joint Secretary at the Election Commission Yogya Prasad Bhattarai informed that the Prime Minister pledged to support the efforts to improving electoral system and making voters' name registration work effective. A bus accident took place at Fidim municipality of Pasthar has killed 4 people. The police have identified the deceased as Prajwal Mogar of Litang in Morang, Pramila Devan of Kummayak 3 in Pasthar and her 7-month-old infant Nishal Devan. Identity of another deceased is yet to be confirmed. Other 60 persons injured in the accident are receiving treatment in various hospitals in Jaffa and Pasthar districts. The police say the ill-fitted bus fell 20 meters off the road at Sarkhandi of Fidim municipality. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Narayan Kharge has said the Millennium Challenge Corporation MCC would be passed after forging a consensus among political parties. Speaking at a press conference organized by the Nepal Press Union Udaipur today, Foreign Affairs Minister Kharge stated that the government would organize discussions within the coalition partners and with major opposition CPN-UML to get the project endorsed. Finance Minister Janardhan Sharma and French Ambassador to Nepal Jill Burbao have held a cordial meeting at the Finance Ministry today. During the meeting, Finance Minister Sharma urged the investors of France to invest in organic agriculture, tourism and hydropower sectors in Nepal, saying the government is ready to ensure investment-friendly environment. Minister Sharma sought the French envoy's support to bringing in French investment in Nepal. The meeting also discussed the matters of damage caused by the recent rain-induced disasters in Nepal and losses sustained by Nepal due to climate change. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
हेलो
के गर्दैछौ
हाम्रो बिहेको सपिङको लागि आको नि बाबा मम्मीसँग
ए हो र अनि मेरो लागि के किन्दैछौ
बाबा मम्मी यति हुनुहुन्छ के सोच्नुहुन्छ होला उहाँले मलाई त कस्तो लाज लाग्छ भरे राति बोलौँ न ल
अहिले फ्री वाइफाई छ क्या अफिसमा बुझ न भरे कसरी गर्नु
मेरो हुनेवाला श्रीमानज्यूलाई यति पनि थाहा छैन कि क्या हो एनटिसीको अनलिमिटेड नाइट भोइस प्याक राति 10 बजेदेखि बिहान 6 बजेसम्म
ए हो त है मेरो मेरो वाइफ त कति स्मार्ट अब त रातै आउँछ
अब रात तपाईको
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Gyanendra Bahadur Karki, has stressed the need for collective efforts to make advertisement sector more decent and healthy. Addressing a program organized by the Advertisement Board on the occasion of Advertisement Day in Kathmandu today, Minister Karki said the government had made policy-level arrangements for the promotion and development of the Nepali advertisement sector. The minister also urged the stakeholders not to disseminate advertisement of products and services prohibited by the existing laws. Also speaking at the program, Communication Secretary Dr. Vaikuntha Ariyal underscored the need for keeping the interest of consumers at the center while producing and disseminating the advertisement. The U.S. government has handed 100,620 doses of COVID-19 Pfizer vaccine to the government of Nepal. Mission Director for U.S. Aid Nepal, Spider Ki Vansad, handed the shipment of vaccines given to Nepal on grant to Health Secretary Dr. Roshan Pokhrel today amidst a program at the Ministry of Health and Population. The Health Secretary expressed his hope that the vaccine assistance would help fight COVID-19 pandemic. According to him, the vaccines will be given to people above 12 and those with chronic health issues. Likewise, the U.S. Aid Mission Director expressed happiness over getting an opportunity to join hands with Nepal in the fight against COVID-19. A total of 776 new cases of COVID-19 have been reported in Nepal in the past 24 hours. The Ministry of Health and Population informed that 501 people recovered from the virus infection today. Meanwhile, 13 persons died of the virus in the past 24 hours, pushing the corona-related death toll to 11,361. You are listening to Radio Nepal's English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. Sudan's military has dissolved civilian rule and arrested political leaders, including the country's prime minister. The military has also declared a state of emergency in the country. It was reported that Sudan's military has placed Prime Minister Abdallah Hamdok under house arrest after moving him to an unknown location for refusing to support a coup. According to an Al Jazeera report, the chairman of Sudan's ruling body, General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, announced the dissolution of the transitional government and the sovereign council and declared a nationwide state of emergency. Greenhouse gas concentrations in the atmosphere hit a new record high in 2020 despite the COVID-19 pandemic. Unveiling the annual report, the United Nations World Meteorological Organization said the amounts of CO2, methane, and nitrous oxide rose by more than the annual average in the past 10 years. As per the report, carbon dioxide levels surged to 413.2 parts per million in 2020. The organization says this will drive up temperatures in excess of the goals of the Paris Agreement. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light rain is likely to occur at one or two places of Province 1, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province. There are also chances of light snowfall at a few places of the eastern and central high mountainous region. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Cabinet forms task force under coordination of Home Secretary to carry out study about damage on crops due to recent rain-induced disasters. Prime Minister Sirwad Deva says government will soon announce date for election to post of 19 National Assembly members going to remain vacant on 5th of March next year. Bus accident in Pasteur kills 4 people and Sudan's military dissolves civilian government arresting country's prime minister. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.